Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Every Tuesday, we do the Think Tank. Today, we have Alvin Reed, David Barklage. David is delayed in traffic. He'll be here in a couple of minutes. So this Saturday is KU Dad's Day for Tri-Delt. Which dad were you when you would go? Were you a cool dad? Were you a laid-back dad? Were you a drinking dad?
I was cool dad. I was cool dad. Because, see, when you have your, you know, especially daughters, when you have daughters a little later in life, you're just like reliving kind of like your college experience and whatnot. So I've always tried to be kind of like cool dad.
It's fun, right?
Yeah,
so much fun.
I would be up there this Saturday too, but I'm getting an award from St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. So I'll be here on the 9th, and it's also my wife's birthday. Now that you know, she still would have told me, just leave. Right? I'll have a nicer birthday
for
without
my birthday.
You.
You go get an award.
But no, she'll be with me, and we're going to do this thing on Saturday night.
So. Good for you. Yeah. Well deserved. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it's living legend, which all that means is I'm not dead.
Not dead yet. I remember in 2002 at the Air Awards, when they used to have that, like the local Emmys for radio, and Mark Close got a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2002, and that mofo's still going. He's still out there. He's still doing it.
It's when athletes write their autobiography and they're 5 years into their professional career.
Right.
Like, well, you know, you don't really don't want to do that now because you're kind of like declaring, all right, my life will be hell after this.
So what do you make of the early voting phenomenon?
I think it's cool. I think I am now convinced that early voting is a thing. My wife and I went at about, got in line about 10 minutes to six. I'd say it was over 100 people in line at our polling place in Kirkwood. And but it went smoothly, and we came out. The line was much shorter, and I think that probably went on throughout the day. That's steady, but not long lines. But we live near the Oak Bend branch of the St. Louis Public St. Louis County Library, and jam packed every day but Sunday. I mean, like, and it just the cars that had to park a little farther away, that distance of parking farther away from the parking lot because it was full, got bigger every day. So I know a lot of people voted early, and I think that alleviated some of the stress today.
David Barklage joins us. Good to see you, Dave.
Good to see you.
We're just talking about the early voting phenomenon, the
What's
trouble
up,
it's caused, the good that it's brought. But it's a thing.
You know, it's like motor voter. Republicans oppose that. Turns out motor voter actually helped Republicans because they were more likely to move and forget to register to vote. I think early voting is going to turn out to be embraced by Republicans. This cycle, you're seeing them use it. We don't really know if more Republicans are voting. We just know there are more Republicans are voting earlier. And I think it's a good trend because I think as hard as it is to find people to run elections, by having the early voting, it really allows a better flow, a better management of the system, and it's better for democracy. And I think that's what it's about.
Absolutely, and I think this moves us closer you know, school, a lot of schools have polling places now are just out. Okay, that's how it is in Kirkwood. And we're moving toward a kind of universal, we're going to vote for a week. And maybe they like, and you know, don't technically, you don't have to early vote. You could just go vote over like a 10-day period.
Mm-hmm. I think there's always partisan bickering over the difference between the integrity in the election and access to the election. And I think we just have to keep fighting to find that balance because, you know, I welcome more opportunities to vote, as everybody should. And at the same time, you know, by doing that and getting it used to, I think integrity comes along with that.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And I'm one. I've never early voted. I voted today. Okay. I could see myself doing it now in the future, but I couldn't have seen myself or a majority of people in this number 8 years ago, 12 years ago? Absolutely not. So, like, no, I don't. I'm like you. Like, I don't know about that early voting thing.
Andrew,
I
wonder if I could set the tone for us on something. And that is that when I first came up in politics, I'm from the Boot Hill area. And Boot Hill area was known for voter fraud. In fact, they burnt the Charleston, the Mississippi County Courthouse down during one vote fraud incident. But a lot of things have changed. And I would argue this election, that Democrats have done a much better job of building the foundation to win. We saw in the midterms, Democrats win when all the trends were against them. And my point of bringing this up is that there may be different, you know, glitches, et cetera. But I do believe in looking at some reports today I've seen that I had access to, that we are going to see foreign interference at a high in terms of disinformation. And that both parties are responsible for raising the heat. Republicans have a candidate who is synonymous with sort of kicking it up a notch and simplifying things that may not always be accurate. Democrats have sort of, you know, fed into that. But my belief is in the democracy, no matter who wins or loses, that we learn our lessons. I find that when I lose elections, it's not because the other side cheated. It's because we did a poor job. And if Republicans lose this, it's because they did a poor job of laying the foundation, of raising the money, and of getting the right candidates. And I think everybody needs to accept what happens today and move forward and build the democracy stronger and not allow Russia, Iran, these other interests to divide us and to discredit our election process that has served this country well for over 200 years.
Yeah, amen, brother. Yeah, amen. I saw a report that Russia involved in some bomb threats in Georgia. And you just think that stuff is
fake news stories that are being put out there.
Yeah, they're just put out there like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, exactly.
So Dave brings up that if the Republicans lose, it's because they did a poor job. If Kamala loses, what do you think it was that didn't resonate sufficiently?
I think one is time. And because I think there is still a feeling that if, you know, Papa Joe had said, like, I'm not running – last Christmas, you would have had a regular primary, and he could have endorsed Kamala, you know, when he said he wasn't going to run, and see where that went. So I think there'll be those that said, like, did we run the person that had the best chance to win? And I think that all feelings of negativity on a loss would be assuaged by the fact that we just really didn't have a chance to really shake it out.
Would have, and now we're really doing woulda, shoulda, coulda, but do you think if that would have happened, do you think it was hers to lose over a Newsom or someone like that?
I don't. I really don't. I think that first, I think the early primaries would have told a story and the late primaries would have maybe possibly told another story. I think it, like when Biden won the nomination 4+ years ago, I think what you would have seen was as I kind of said, like, you know, the grown-ups entered the room and said, like, okay, that's enough of this. All right. You know, the progressive wing is not going to nominate who we're running against Donald Trump in 2020.
At this point in election, I think if she loses, it's because of policy. If Trump loses, it's because of personality. And I do agree with you. I think if the Democrats would have been able to go through a primary season, I think primaries have the tendency to really weed out the weak and strengthen the candidate. And I think the Democrats would have had even a stronger effort if they would have gone through that process. But I fundamentally think that Donald Trump loses because of personality and she loses because of policy because she owns the White House.
Yeah, well, that and there's just enough people that would say, like, listen, there are people that – it's like, you know, I don't like Donald Trump, but I don't like that direction that she would take, you know, America in. And I, you know, if you feel like that way, that's cool. But they're conceding the fact that I don't like the guy running, but I don't like the policies from the other side. Yep.
You guys anticipating any surprises statewide offices here in Missouri?
Oh, man, if Ray Hartman won, I wouldn't say I was totally and completely shocked. But if Ray lost by 9 points, I couldn't say I was totally and completely shocked. I think he's got some issues that people are voting on that help him this go round. I mean, the statewide offices are all going to be Republican.
Does incumbency carry such weight because of our own laziness?
Yes. But that's true everywhere. I think especially once you're in a House seat, you win 3 or 4 times. You know, I think it literally is yours to lose, especially the way that the districts are drawn. And I mean, we all knew, like, when Cori Bush won the first time. All right, when she won the second time, it was against Stephen Roberts, who was just a flawed candidate. And so this time she had a real challenge and she lost. I think once you get past the hump, like the second go round, I think you're pretty set. So,
do you think Coons can come within 5 or 10 points?
I do. I think he'll come within 5.
Do you?
Yeah, and you know, now you're getting into that margin for error kind of thing. I think other than being a Republican, I don't think Josh Hawley appeals to as many people as other past senators
I tend to agree.
Have. I just think that R really helps him because what has he done, other than run? Yeah. By the way, we will have a smooth transition to power on January 8th, no matter who wins. And that will, I think, especially if Donald Trump wins, I think that it'll be very important to just say, like, hey, he won.
And I agree. There is a multi-state effort actually from national interest that has been targeting Missouri. They're 2 years into it. They had planned to put abortion. They had planned to put minimum wage on the ballot, and they're pouring tens of millions, $30 million for the abortion alone. And one of their goals was to use those to either defeat Hawley or to at least lower the margin and send a signal to him. Two was to take the supermajorities from the House and Senate. So tonight, the real story is that effort that's being funded nationally, tens of millions of dollars a year for it's an 8 or 10 year plan. Will they succeed in passing abortion, which I think they will? Will they succeed in passing minimum wage? Absolutely. Will they succeed in diminishing the majorities of the Senate and the House in Missouri? Yes. I don't know to take them out of their supermajorities, but they'll get very close. And the last one is Hawley. I think they'll diminish his numbers, and if not, I don't think they'll beat him, but I do think it'd be much closer than people think.
So let me just do a Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a Bill on Capitol Hill thing here. So Roe v. Wade's overturned by the Dobbs decision. It goes back to the states. State legislature of Missouri says, okay, well, here's what our rules are, very restrictive, and then the people have the right to get a sufficient number of signatures to bring it to the ballot, and then they can overrule the legislature. Is that about the size of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you also agree that it's going to pass?
I think so. Yeah, I do. I do have what has gone on hindsight wise, and Ohio and these other states. It's not like these are like blue states. There obviously there are people that are conservative. There are people that are moderate. There are people of all things that got voted on this, and it turned out the way it did. So I think Missouri won't be any different than they would be.
Our polling is showing that there are a fair number of Republicans that are voting for it because, one, it hasn't really been defined of a lot of the negatives on it, and some people that are pro-life, but they believe in exceptions. And the problem is the Republicans set the standard so far in one direction with no exceptions that it left a lot of room for people who felt that should be changed. And so you're getting people who are voting for change, voting for something they may not fully understand the consequences of it because it allows abortion up to birth and those kinds of things. Again, I don't know who would do that consciously unless they're crazy or what doctor would promote it, but that's what the law does.
Because this still kind of a similar along the lines of the way Dave phrased it, the Schoolhouse Rock. This can still be adapted through the legislative process as you go, right? So you could negotiate 15 weeks or whatever. I mean, like, can you add
this? Yes and
no.
Okay. So there's constitution, there's statutory petitions, and they both are the same process effectively, which is weird, Missouri, that you can change the constitution, the same majority you can change the statutory. It just takes more signatures. But with that being said, yes, in any constitutional amendment, there is areas that is underdressed that could be addressed with more restrictions. But fundamentally, the like number of weeks, things like that, that would have to be a different constitutional amendment, which I actually think would have probably if Republicans could actually get the pro-life groups to support them in 15 weeks with reasonable exceptions, I think that would pass overwhelmingly. But again, you have a country where 80% of us, I believe that we're not going to judge someone, we're not going to throw someone in jail, but we don't think abortion necessarily is good, versus the 10% on either side that want it militantly or are against it militantly.
Yep. Well said.
Amendment 2, what are you thinking? Gaming?
Pass. Because I have to drive over to Illinois to play the game.
Fair enough.
There you go.
It's all about
I mean, it's all about now. This one is kind of about me. And when I'm in Kansas, because I don't place that many bets on sports, but I do. And I got two winners in my pocket right now. One, Kansas gets the vig, and one, Illinois gets the vig. And why is Missouri? Why is my Missouri money going to these other states? I'm a prime example.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think?
You know, I hope it passes. I think that, you know, if it were clear that, you know, that there weren't exemptions and that money was absolutely solid for education, that would have been helpful to getting a broader education support. But outside of that, I think it stands on its own to the fact that 36 other states do it. We're surrounded by it. Why let money go elsewhere? Mm. And is there really that much of a fundamental objection against that sports betting? And the answer, I think, is no. It's just a question of what's going to be fascinating is how many women turn out for Amendment 3 that decide that it's not a good look for men to go out and waste money that should be going in their paycheck to groceries and to other things. And so that you actually see the women voting against it who are showing up to Amendment 3. That, in my opinion, might be the only thing that tips it. But otherwise, I think it has a fair chance of passing.
Yeah, I think it's the money thing. I mean, you got 7 of 8 states and Oklahoma's the 8th, and who cares about Oklahoma? Nobody wants to go there anyway, although I got in-laws that live in Oklahoma. So, no, I think
Alvin's
that one's
letting a lot out today.
I love them.
He's showing himself.
I am with you.
You can drive 85 miles
an hour. Amendment 2 does good for the state.
It does. Money's money.
We're going to come back and do another segment here with David Barkledge and Alvin Reed. You can join us, 314-436-7900.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 426. We have David Barkledge and Alvin Reed here for the Think Tank. Coming up at 5 p.m., KMOX goes wall to wall. We have reporters all over the place out there. Megan and Michael will be anchoring along with Hancock and Kelly, who will also be on Channel 2 part of the time. So, and I'll be at home. So if you're looking for me, I'll be having Barolo and Twix bars. So there you go. Dave, it's interesting. We were just talking about Pennsylvania may take days or weeks. And I said, is there any way we know without Pennsylvania? And you don't think so?
I don't think so. I think that the polling numbers that we've got today show that it's literally it, like 270 versus 268. I think Harris probably ends up winning with 272 to 268. Just because, you know, where Nebraska or Maine goes, how those votes mm-hmm. divide up. But I think Trump is going to win Georgia. Trump is going to win North Carolina. Trump is going to win Arizona. I just think Michigan is a stretch too far. And I think Pennsylvania, the dichotomy, you know, the rural, urban, you know, the different groups, how those are all going to report in. And the fact that they're notorious for how long it's going to take. I just fear that we're going to come down to Pennsylvania as being the one that's out, and it takes weeks. And I do worry that foreign interests are going to try to, you know, create controversy around that. But I'm giving it to Harris. I think we win the Senate. I think Republicans gain 53 seats in the Senate, picking up likely Pennsylvania, picking up Ohio, West Virginia, Montana as well. And I think the House is a toss-up, but I'm going to give it to the Republicans. They have a narrow lead there. So I think we come out of the election with Harris as president and with the House and Senate being Republican.
Alvin, you only have 30 seconds, but it's all yours.
Oh, other than I don't know. I do not know. And I know I got an expert to my right. So I, you know, and as a, I would say, as a Democrat, I would take that.
Yeah.
That's all I could say.
I think the way Dave laid it out shakes out. It sounds right to me.
Yeah. So I would take that.
I'm an expert who's just guessing.
And you were also the first and pretty much the only person who said, like you said weeks ago, you thought Kamala was going to win. And I didn't tell a lot of people that, but I walked out of here and I said, like, he knows what he's talking about. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that you're right on that, but I'm just saying that this guy knows what he's talking about. Yeah. I just talk. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.